you're a QuickBooks customer looking to grow your business without the growing pains, you need the Intuit ERP. Upgrade to Intuit Enterprise Suite in a matter of hours. It's the AI-native ERP from the makers of QuickBooks. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Indeed Sponsored Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
Welcome to the program.
Women's basketball. I like that Sophie Cunningham's Adidas sneakers sold out. Yeah. That was nice because, you know, she came out. I was out of the country. And she had said, that men don't belong in women's sports. That's, I don't know why that's a controversial thing to say. Right. Apparently it is. It's like saying 2 + 2 = 4. What? What? It's so offensive. I'm offended for all the other numbers. They wanted to be the product of 2 + 2. That's not how it works. So she was getting a lot of hate for that. And then I saw a video of a Seattle Storm co-owner and players harassing Sophie Cunningham fans who came out to support her after she talked about keeping dudes out of women's sports. Wait, the actual Seattle Storm co-owner was doing this? This is cut 12. Watch this. This is, and apparently the co-owner is now suspended. Watch. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? And weren't they kids that he was talking to?
Yes, kids.
So this grown adult man with his questionable mustache is bullying kids because they were wearing Sophie Cunningham merchandise?
Yes, at a basketball game.
Oh my gosh. Some people just don't get their asses kicked enough. I'm just saying. That's part of the problem today. It's actually a huge part of the problem today. Now, in addition to that, apparently, now there's video where people were getting in trouble. WNBA posted and then deleted video of their star players placing a bet on an upcoming game against each other. This is illegal, correct?
Yes, it is.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how illegal?
11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, super illegal. They said they were in Chicago for the All-Star weekend. And it was head coach Becky Hammon. She held a competition that awarded winners with $100 bills, and Angel Reese ended up with $400. In a video that Reese posted, she was talking with Dallas Wings guard Paige Buck. How do you say her name?
Beckers.
And then Reese offered to put money on the line when their teams played one another after the All-Star break. And yeah. And everyone was, WNBA had the video, and they posted it on social media. And then they had to delete it because that's not legal. And apparently, according to the league's own rules, that player should be suspended. Is this not known?
Angel made a bet with each other on this game. Is that bet still?
This is how the rich stay rich.
You gotta save this money. I'm gonna see you next week on Wednesday.
Yeah.
At night?
No, at practice.
Oh, at practice?
I mean, I know y'all gonna lose, but if y'all lose.
I get to have that.
If y'all win, you get it
400. And if we lose, then you get
no, you owe me 400.
Why did WNBA post this?
Right?
Why did they post this? Why? Holy wow. So are they going to be suspended? How do the rules work on this? Steve, how do the rules work? Are they going to be suspended? Everyone's saying that they should be.
But the WNBA, yeah, it's hard to imagine. The WNBA posted it. So who's supposed to be responsible for the suspension?
Yeah. I mean, who's running this league?
Right.
Hey, guys, why don't you post a video of you guys making bets on how well you'll play? I mean, it's totally illegal, but hoo-hoo.
I mean, Pete Rose was kept out of the Hall of Fame for this stuff.
Exactly. So, and it was, by the way, it was posted by their official WNBA account, like verified, check mark, all that, like their official thing posted it. And then Reese doubled down because she won, and she was like, I'm going to request my Apple Pay. So it's under Section 5C of the WNBA's collective bargaining agreement, which I'm pretty sure none of these chicks have read. Maybe their agent should. And it says that if they're found guilty of wagering money or anything of value on the outcome score or aspect of the WNBA competition, that's subject to fines, suspicions, or outright disqualification. The NBA's never posted anything like that, right? But wait, here's a big question. So if they're lesbians, can you punish them because they're a protected class, right? Is that not how it works? So only if it's like Caitlin Clark do they get in trouble.
So they can break the law with protection?
I don't know. I'm asking for a friend. Mm.
I don't think anything's going to happen from it because I think it actually shoves the WNBA in a worse light than they currently cannot.
Can it be in a worse light, though? Sustain. It's not right now, not in any. So could it be?
I mean, they're giving it a shot.
We'll see. And we're capitalists. God bless America. We can't do it without the people who make it possible. So one of those entities is an entity that is a good option to have when your options are limited, where it concerns self-defense. I'm talking about the Byrna gun. I carry and I have zero issue. I will sleep like a little baby with a belly full of milk at night with using lethal force against threats against myself or my loved ones. I have zero issue with that. I also know, though, that sometimes you got to go to places where your rights to carry are abridged. Maybe it's private property. Maybe it's a municipal restriction. We also support private property rights because we're not Marxist. But so what do you do? Because you don't want to be defenseless. You want to make sure that you have some kind of an option. This is where Byrna comes in. So they have different models. Disregard all of that except for the CL. The CL stands for Compact Launcher. It's about the size of an iPhone. There's no recoil. Easy target acquisition. And if you think of like stun guns, you know, you got one or two rounds with the stun gun, but with the Byrna CL, this thing shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 60 feet away, and you have a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. 15 rounds compared to one or two with a stun gun. I think that kind of answers your question for you. It's another tool in your kit. It's something, it's not a replacement. It is an option when your options are limited. And the other thing, doesn't care about gun-free zones because it's not a gun. So no gun-free zones apply to that. There's no permits. There's no background checks. You literally order it online. They send it to your front porch. Diversify your self-defense options today. Visit Byrna.com/Dana to learn more. That's BYRNA.com/Dana.
Your routine should be anything but vanilla, but your Ready to Go wellness can be. Refresh your summer routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Sparkling Water. Now in seasonal flavors like Ice Pop. Each can delivers collagen to help support healthy hair, skin, and nails in a crisp, refreshing format. So you're also fueled and ready to go. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
Thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands storming what they call the EU border. Some of them swam to this island. I'm looking at tons of photos. Not a single one being a woman. Now, the Spanish president, Pedro Sanchez, said on X that Spain is fully committed to providing an immediate response to the situation in Ceuta. We're totally dedicated. I don't know if I believe that, because didn't he refuse to send in the military? I mean, that's what he's being accused of. It's the island of Ceuta. That's the island apparently that they're having this takeover. It's so similar to Lampedusa, which was a 12 square mile island. It's so similar to what happened in September of 23. Here's another video. Look how many women you don't see. All military age men. Interesting that. All men coming in. All men. Not a single woman. Do you see any babies? I didn't see any babies. None. I didn't see any. So weird that. So all of these people coming in to this Ceuta, this Spanish island. Now, I had up here as well, Pedro Sanchez was tweeting out how because he was accused, you know, he's being criticized for not sending in the military. He said they're going to provide an immediate response. They're mobilizing all necessary resources. This is the time to build solutions and a bunch of BS that I don't care about. So I'm curious. You realize that Morocco is pretty much 99 to 100% Muslim. That's an invasion. What you just saw, that's an act of war. It's an invasion. You have all of these people coming in, military age males. That is absolutely an invasion. There's no other way to put it. No other way to put it. Storming the border, climbing up, charging up the beaches, all of it. You know, I was thinking about this when I saw this story. Now, I'm going to bring these two things together, so bear with me. In the United States, and that's the Spanish leader's tweet. In the United States, there was a listing for, I'm going to bring the tugboat to shore, for a Colorado home. It's being sold with the occupants living inside who don't pay rent. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath house. This is how it's listed on Zillow. They're asking $215,000. Buyers won't be able to tour it because it's being sold sight unseen because there's squatters in it. They have squatters in the house. I think you should be able to exercise as a homeowner capital punishment upon squatters. I absolutely do. I am so tired of this nonsense. They make it to where good people have their property stolen, and the state assists it. So they had this real estate company. People were really weirded out by it. It said it's being the way that it looks, the way that the property listing is, they said it's being sold occupied sight unseen because of the squatters living in it. They said that the listing agent does not have access to the property, has never been inside the property, cannot speak to the condition of the property, anything else because of people squatting in it. So people can't do what they want with their own property because they have squatters in their house. This is not unlike what you've been seeing, whether it's at the border in Spain or anywhere else. Not at all unlike it. This is fascinating. You're having the same thing happen here. With this Colorado story, what you're seeing happen in Spain and elsewhere. So this plus, I got a lot of stuff to get with you today because we've got the latest with Iran as well. Because all hell, we started, how did POTUS say it? Beating the S out of them? Is that what it was? How did he say it? What was the quote?
The effing S.
Yeah, the effing S out of them. So we apparently started that yesterday evening with Iran. And of course you had Netanyahu who's also visiting the White House. We had drone strikes. We had two tankers that were hit. Apparently two ships and an apparent drone strike at an Egyptian port off the Mediterranean coast. Two ships, including a U.S. storage tanker, according to maritime tracking firms. One was a natural gas storage tanker, and that caught fire after a drone attack. And they said there was no official confirmation from Egyptian authorities or the ship's owners, blah, 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 blah. How long are we going to jack around here? So we're watching all of this stuff as it happens with Iran. Iran has hit our interest, took out several of our service members. The drone attack in Egypt, now it looks like it's going to expand the fighting. There was smoke coming up. CENTCOM announced CENTCOM announced earlier today that they launched these new strikes on Iran. And I don't think we have any video footage of that yet, but it's happening. And POTUS, even when he was talking to the press, made it very clear that he was pretty much out of patience with all of this. Completely understandable. I would be as well. Like I said, he met with Netanyahu. He was speaking with the press about this yesterday. He was talking as well about everything with Iran, etc. But, I mean, it looks like it was a very productive meeting. And one of the other things that seems to be that's of note is apparently previously, and it's come up, and I was reading some reporting from Amit Siegel and others, that the United States has been using Israeli air bases, where they've always been kind of careful about that before. But Iran is too nervous to strike Israel directly. They've only done that kind of once before, and we talked about it on air, because they, I mean, when you do that, all hell threatens to break loose, and they're going to have not just the Saudis to deal with, but they'll have the Emiratis, they'll have, I mean, really even Jordanians. They're going to have everybody to deal with at that point, because all of the other Arab League nations are tired of Iran. So they haven't done that directly yet. But it's interesting because now the U.S., apparently, according to reports, is using Israeli air bases in order to carry out some of these strikes against Iran after Iran fired upon our interests. There was an interesting piece that I saw, and we're going to discuss this coming up after headlines. And we have later on, we're going to talk about the stockpile and the spin around that with General Kellogg. But the story that I saw trending all morning was Trump exploding, losing his temper during a security meeting, shouting and cursing out a frustration over the military options presented to him and the lack of progress towards a deal with Iran, per NBC. And they said, after all this time, there is no unity. That's because all of these establishment types who railed against POTUS even before 2016, but somehow wormed their way into his administration, they need to stop kissing up to the mullahs and stop pushing their Obama-era policies, stop undermining POTUS, and get on board with the man actually elected to do the job. I love working with the crew at Fast Growing Trees, especially this time of year when everything's in full bloom and you can actually, you know, see your yard come to life. Fast Growing Trees is America's largest and most trusted online nursery, with thousands of trees and plants and more than 2 million happy customers. And summer is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space with fast growing shade trees like maples and hybrid willows, or heat loving plants like crepe myrtles and hydrangeas and hibiscus, which I have and I love, and they absolutely thrive in summer weather. So what I like is how easy it is. They make it very easy. They match the right plants to your climate, your space, and even how much time you have to take care of them. So be honest when you're looking at it. Everything's grown with care, guaranteed, healthy, and delivered straight to your door. And they stand behind what they sell. Right now, you can get an additional 20% off your first order. That's 20% off better plants and a better looking yard this summer. Just visit fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana and use code Dana at checkout for an additional 20% off. That's fastgrowingtrees.com/Dana, code Dana, offer for a limited time only, terms apply.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins, Collagen, and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater, designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
In the meantime, guys, Hunter Biden, it's all your fault, Kane. It's all your fault because you were the one who found this story. So apparently, you're going to want to hear this headline. Let me share with you the NPR taxpayer-funded government Pravda headline, and I quote, Hunter Biden says, being stripped naked in the public square was a gift. Oh, I'm not even done. So he's been on, I guess, a podcast tour, so to speak. And he says, quote, I was given the gift of being so publicly shamed and humiliated and literally stripped bare, in some cases literally stripped naked in the public square. I had nowhere to hide, nowhere left to hide. We saw your hide. I had no secrets that I could keep, end quote. Who stripped you in the square, Hunter?
Yeah.
Who took off your clothes, Hunter? Was it you? Because you took off your own damn clothes cavorting with hookers and bragging about your crack stash. What in the world? He's the one who did it to himself. He is the one who burned our eyeballs out by stripping naked in EKKID. And recording himself, so many recordings and so many pictures. And he was the one who uploaded. He had like, didn't he have like a porn channel or something that he uploaded stuff to in addition to just putting everything on his laptop? Like he had at one of those porny sites, didn't he have like a whole channel that he put his stuff on? And that's how, because not everything was obtained from the laptop. Apparently, a lot of those videos were obtained from his little porny channel that he had. We're all so grossed out. It's like athlete's foot if it was a person. And so he now thinks that, I guess it's a virtue. I'm trying to understand how he's spinning this. He said he was given the gift. He was the one who recorded himself doing it.
Can we be real with this?
How real do you want me to be?
Oh, my God. I want you to be so real with this. Because let's. The honest part of this is the media and the left did everything they could to spare him from the true, quote-unquote, public square. That's what they did. And him complaining about the fact that he was actually protected that much in the media to the point where they said it was Russian disinformation. This is what we're talking about.
Remember.
Be real.
How the media shamed you. How dare you? How dare you attack the president's infant baby fetus child, Hunter Biden, his almost 60-year-old baby fetus, Hunter Biden. They infantilized him. They acted like this was like some just misunderstood kid instead of a, 56, 57-year-old dude. They, with the children as old as us, they were trying to make you think that he was just this little baby Hunter. You can't, how dare you go after the president's son, who stutters, by the way. Have you heard about the president's stutter? Why do you hate stutterers? That's the kind of stuff that the media did. They over and above protected this guy. Over and above. They shielded him. Do you remember hearing about how his, I got to get it straight. The ex-sister-in-law, lover, late brother's wife's, yeah, that became his girlfriend that he also got hooked on drugs. And then she stole his pistol and literally threw it in a trash can at this bougie supermarket that's directly across the street. If you look on Google Maps, and we showed you at the time, directly across the street from an elementary school. And Secret Service had to get involved and retrieve the gun. Did you hear the media talking about all of that? No, you didn't. Because the media was protecting infant, baby, fetus, almost 60-year-old, little baby Hunter Biden. That's why. And he acts like, I was so publicly shamed and humiliated. You were publicly shamed because you publicly decided to publicly upload your public videos where you were publicly getting naked, your flaccid white ass out there in front of America. You did that to us. I'm traumatized. Are you? I feel like there's a class action something here.
I deserve compensation.
I too also deserve said compensation for having to witness that. It was all over everywhere. You couldn't get away from it. Cavorting around with these like trashy hookers. And they were trashy hookers. I mean, you know, if you're spilling over your corset just a bit, like muffining out, maybe spend the couple extra dollars. Just saying. But that went to the crack, right? Wasn't he like bragging about the size of rocks that he had? I can't deal with this stuff. I can't. And now Biden's like, now Hunter Biden's going, I wanted to go in the lion's den with people that have pursued me the most vociferously over the past several years. No, he's going on with like little Hitlers. He's going on with grapers. That's who he's going on with. And then they're palling around and acting like they're BFFs. Because it's horseshoe theory. They are all the same person. That they're really all the same ideology. Does he actually think... Remember, he was pardoned because he was convicted back in 24 of a federal offense because of his... He lied on his 4473. Now, any one of us would have been completely in trouble. We would have had the book thrown at us, but not infant baby Hunter Biden. Because he got a full pardon by daddy after daddy told everybody that he wasn't going to pardon him, which we knew was a lie. He knew was a lie. So listen to this sentence, because Hunter Biden was acting like, well, he said, if my dad had won, he would have kept his word. He would not have pardoned me. So, you know, he pardoned him because he lost. That was it. If he's going to lose, he's going to pardon me. This is the dumbest thing ever. Remind me of the Parmesan cheese thing.
He had bragged in an interview that he smoked so much crack that he's probably smoked more Parmesan cheese than anyone else, because when you see, like, if you're addicted to crack, I guess you're seeing those little white little Parmesan cheeses and you think it's crack. Mm. So he's smoked Parmesan cheese.
I know that the family's hard up for money because Jill Biden's book bombed. Nobody cared. Oh, wait, I forgot. Joe also has a book that is supposed to be coming out, and he did that, cut that ad for it, and he couldn't even talk. How dare you make fun of the president's stutter? So they need money. Why doesn't he just, like, revive his, you know, Only Hams channel, right? Why doesn't he just do that and just make money for his family that way? He's got to do something, I guess. I don't know. But they're clearly hard up for cash. Hard up for cash. By the way, now, speaking of Hunter Biden, there's meth pipes that are taxpayer funded that are going to the homeless. Homeless meth pipes cut for taxpayer funded meth pipes. How much is a meth pipe? I don't even know. Watch this. Cut nine. I lied to you. It's not cut four. It's cut nine. Sorry.
This is a meth pipe. I didn't get it from a drug dealer or Hunter Biden. I got it from a government-funded nonprofit in the middle of Los Angeles for free. This is the Skid Row Care Campus. It opened last year with a mission to do harm reduction. That might sound nice, but in reality, they're handing out drug paraphernalia to the homeless, no questions asked.
People can do more drugs.
We went inside with a hidden camera to see exactly what was going on.
We have big burners, we have spray sheet, we have petroleum jelly.
It's simple. The staff gives out free pipes, needles, and drug supplies, and the homeless smoke crack and shoot fentanyl in the courtyard. No treatment, no rehab, no rules.
See that chain that dude had on his neck?
Yeah.
That wasn't cheap. Taxpayer funded. Meth pipes. So people can still, they can do more drugs. Taxpayer funded meth pipes. How much do you think something like that goes for? What is a state program like that? This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
California's known for wasting billions upon billions. So I would imagine it's probably in that range. A billion.
Well, remember, they went through billions with their, they were going to try to help the homeless, et cetera, and it didn't, you know. So right now, apparently, the program that operates it, it's Homeless Healthcare Los Angeles, HHLA. They get about $12 million a year in government funding to operate their clinics, needle exchanges, and distribution counters. So that's $12 million. And then they have the California Overdose Prevention and Harm Reduction Initiative, which is called CAPRI. And they get $61 million for a four-year period to fund. So you're looking at millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that's funding all of this. That's what this is. And that doesn't even include some of the federal grants that they get as well, because they also get federal grants. For instance, the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, they previously allocated a $30 million harm reduction program grant. And they got the safe smoking kits. Mm-hmm. And everyone just stands out there and smokes meth. And that's how they do it. They make people easy in their addictions instead of empowering them to overcome them, because you can't have a captive audience if they're overcoming their drug addictions. And they're going to go for the people who are giving them the free paraphernalia. I mean, the only thing they're missing is an actual crack rock out there. Does meth come in rock? I don't know. What form does meth come in? I don't really actually know. I don't know enough about my drugs on that. All I know is, can't you make it with the stuff under your sink? For the most part?
Crack?
Yeah.
I think meth. It is. Oh, meth? Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't know what how you
Let's
make meth.
Let's do something fun.
Meth. Where's Walter White when you
yeah,
need
Yeah, no
him?
Joke. I'm terrified to Google this. Oh, I Googled meth recipe, and it said, I cannot provide actionable instructions for creating meth. That's what AI told me. But you know, but Vanderbilt University's got me. It came in clutch. Let's what? Peek. Yeah. So you need, oh, this is why you can't buy Sudafed without anyone thinking that you're, you know. So apparently, to make meth, you have to have ephedrine, pseudoephedrine, alcohol.
I think it's ephedrine.
Ephedrine, whatever. I don't care. I can't even pronounce this stuff. Toluene, which is brake cleaner. Ether, which is engine starter. Sulfuric acid drain cleaner. Methanol, gasoline additive, lithium, camera batteries. Oh, so they're green. A gun scrubber, trichlorothalonil. And then you got a farm fertilizer, ammonia, sodium hydroxide, lye, red phosphorus, matches, iodine from a vet product, sodium metal, which can be made from lye, table or rock salt, kerosene, gasoline, muriatic acid, campfire fuel, paint thinner, and acetone. So then they... No wonder all of it blows up all the time. Who came up with this?
Right? That's a precise list.
So this is like when I was a kid and I used to go into the bathroom and mix shampoo and conditioner and like toothpaste and be like, I'm a chemist. This is my potion. It's like the same thing, but then they snorted it. Good heavens. I hope AI now doesn't think I'm a drug addict. It's going to think I'm a drug addict, right. Isn't it? It's going to be like, this chick is smoking meth. Or snorting it or whatever. She's
cooking
doing
it.
The meth.
Cooking it.
Yeah, she's making it. Our partners, our friends at Webroot. Maybe Webroot can help me out with any sketchy stuff that comes after having to Google that just for the purpose of a segment. Webroot, whether you're scrolling or whether you're paying bills online or just trying to keep your digital life organized, this is the perfect time to make sure that you're protected. So you need to check out Webroot. Webroot gives people flexible protection that fits their needs. You can choose standalone security products or all-in-one bundles for complete digital protection. More opportunities for cyber criminals to take advantage of you and your family. That means that you got to step it up. You can't go with like these old, early, clunky online protection whatevers. You need something that's actually modern, and that's what Webroot does. It uses 33 times less storage space, scans 6 times faster. It installs nearly 7 times faster, so that means less waiting, fewer interruptions, and protection that's actually doing its job without getting into your way, right? So whether you're working from home or your kids are gaming, scrolling, whatever it is you're doing, you deserve peace of mind. And it doesn't matter like what era of life that you are in. Criminals don't care. They're just looking for an easy target, so don't be one. Right now, you can save 60% off Webroot, and I would highly encourage you to do it because these digital crimes are so prevalent and they're only growing. You can visit webroot.com/Dana. Take advantage of this limited time back to school offer, 60% off. Protect your devices, family, and your peace of mind, and live a better digital life with Webroot.
Your routine should be anything but vanilla, but your ready-to-go wellness can be. Bring flavor and function together with Vital Proteins, Vanilla Collagen, and Protein Shake. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it supports hair, skin, nails, and joints, ready whenever you are. So you're also fueled and ready to go. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VelaBio.com.
Last week, I was mostly in a Sprinter van with a friend of mine touring a country, and we're going to talk about that. But there's so many other things on the table that we also have to hit. You guys are very familiar with our good friend Jason Rance. He's on Fox. You see him on Fox all the time. He was just actually beating someone half to death with logic on CNN. I think it was last night. And you can catch his show on Seattle Red 770. It's so good to see you, my friend. Whenever you go on CNN, I just want to get popcorn ready and just sit. Just watch.
It's always fun. I enjoy debating folks, especially on the topics that everyone wants to talk about right now, because I think the arguments are clearly on our side.
Yes, I would completely agree with you. I think that they absolutely are. Okay, I have to ask you where to start, because let me start with the Fauci stuff, because all of that, the hearings, everything that happened yesterday, I think most of us know, you know, this guy is kind of a malignant narcissist. I say kind of, that's doing a lot of heavy lifting. It was just really, we had a lot of things confirmed. But I think what a lot of people are wondering is, what is the point if nothing comes from it? And I know that he's been issued a pardon under the previous administration, but I also know that that's inapplicable on a state-by-state level. What is your take on some of these AGs? I think there's one state already that's launched an investigation, but I've only heard of one so far.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't know what's going to happen. We heard from Ralph Norman, if he's the next governor in South Carolina, he indicates that he's interested in pursuing this as well, I believe. So we'll get a better sense of things. It's going to be a little bit hard, I think, at the state level to go after Anthony Fauci. I think, I will say in fairness, it wasn't just Dr. Fauci who was the problem.
Correct.
In all of this. There were a lot of folks who pushed us down the wrong path and then tried to cover it up. And I said this last night, actually, on CNN, I gave deference to Fauci and others, and I still would for the first few months. This was a novel coronavirus. We were not experiencing this in our lifetime, and there were going to be mistakes. The question is, when you realize they were mistakes, when the science very clearly was saying something different than what we were being told, when did you pivot? And why did it take so long to pivot? And in some cases, they didn't pivot at all. Right, we learned very early on that kids are barely impacted by COVID unless they were already really sick to begin with. We knew that the biggest threat were to folks who were older or morbidly obese.
Right.
And we didn't change any of the guidance whatsoever. And we had people's lives and careers destroyed as a result of asking, in some cases, honest questions, and others pointing out the science wasn't necessarily matching with what we were being told. I don't know if ever any of us will be satisfied with any kind of punishment towards the people responsible. I'm not going to hold my breath and think that there's going to be any consequences to Anthony Fauci beyond, and I think this piece is important, publicly calling him out and exposing precisely what it is he did and what he was saying behind the scenes in the diaries versus what he was saying in public. I think there's a huge chunk of the American public who have no idea, who aren't actually tracking this story very closely, and are still falling for a lot of the left-wing media spin on what it is he's doing. You know, if you watch certain coverage or read certain coverage, yesterday he was the victim. That's how he's being portrayed, that he was the victim of these evil Republicans who are trying for no reason whatsoever to throw him in jail. And that's all they know. And so the more we're able to highlight what it is he did and how he did it, I think the better it is for everyone. And it helps at least ensure that something like this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think that's, how much of that also weighs into the sustaining anger that people have? Because I look back, I had a son in college and he was stuck in his dorm for months and months and months. And I look back on that period and I'm like, why didn't I as a parent just bust down doors and just drag him home and say enough is enough? And how much of that factors into this like anger? Because the left is like, why is everybody still so angry all this time? And it's because people, as you just said, you know, they lost their businesses, lost their livelihoods. People were suspended on social media for asking questions. But then a lot of it is kind of a personal inventory. Like, did we resist enough immediately? And how does that play into the future? I mean, give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, my guess is we're going to be more resistant if something, and something like this will happen again within our lifetimes, most likely. There's going to be another pandemic, and how we respond is shaped entirely by what just happened to us over the course of several years. And that's not good for public health, right? I mean, they brought this on themselves. There's going to be a time in which we're going to get good faith, honest guidance that we should be following, but people are going to be skeptical as to whether or not we're being told the truth because of how much lying they did. And they could step forward today and make a lot of this a little bit easier. If Fauci comes out, doesn't have to do it under oath. He can do it in an interview and just says sorry. Yeah. Just simply says, look, I made decisions. Whether or not we believe this is another thing, but he could say, I made decisions that I thought were right in the moment. And I said some things with the good intent of trying to save lives. I got a lot of it wrong. I got some of it right. I got a lot of it wrong. And I am sorry. I apologize. If he said that, if the people in charge said that, it does take away, I think, a lot of the anger, because the American people are overall, we're very forgiving as people. We're happy to forgive people who are apologizing in good faith and have learned something. But he hasn't apparently learned anything. Yeah. And I think he's just trying to, again, pivot into him being a victim, which then makes him a whole lot more money, because I'm sure there'll be another documentary about the persecution of Anthony Fauci.
Yes, and he'll get another Annie Leibovitz spread in, what was it, yeah. InStyle magazine or something like that. Yeah, we're talking with our good friend Jason Rance. He hosts his own show on Seattle Red 770. You can watch him on Fox and CNN. I want to pivot with Iran. The president met with Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. It seems like they had a pretty good conversation, but then the headlines came out today about the division within the administration. And it seems as though Trump's instincts, because if there's one thing that he's always been consistent on, it's been Iran. And I joke, I'm like, I feel like he's had this position since before we were alive. I mean, he's always had this viewpoint on Iran. And he started out strong, and then it seemed as though he got stuck in the weeds. And how much of that is from the other voices in his administration? I think we're starting to see that, like, come to fruition. A lot of it seems like 2028 posturing, but that's another issue. But I wanted to get your take on the push forward and the strategy forward, because it seems like America's patience for conflict is tied directly to how many pauses we have between, like, this kinetic action. What is your thought on this?
He's caught in a tough spot. There are politics at work here, and it's obviously different for a president who's not up for re-election, but yeah. We're heading into a midterm in which his agenda could be completely stymied with too much power going to the Democrats. That's what the reality is for him. Is there some jockeying for 2020? Probably a little bit. I have no problem with members of his administration debating this fiercely. They should be debating it. And I don't want him surrounded by people who are saying just one thing. I think we are all better off if he's being challenged, his preconceptions are being challenged, even by people who are just challenging it for the sake of challenging it. These are big decisions that come with enormous implications. I don't like that it gets leaked. I don't like that it gets into the media. I don't like that it then gets framed as this kind of division that's anything outside of the ordinary. I imagine there's always division within every single administration, Democrat or Republican, in issues of war. Like, yeah. Again, I'm okay with that division. I want that kind of division because it at least makes people question whether or not they're making... Yeah, it gets you to question whether or not you're making the right move when lives are on the line. I think his instincts on this are correct, but I do think the American public are not interested. And whether or not we think they could have done more to, you know, quote unquote, sell this to the American public is a valid debate. But clearly the public isn't buying it. And that includes some Republicans, loud voices within the Republican Party. I think some of those loud voices are the crazies, are the fringe, who believe that America First is inherently isolationist, which it never was about isolation. It was... You can be America First while also engaging in wars that help America first. It doesn't mean that Israel never gets help. It doesn't mean that any of our allies don't get help. It's a simplistic view of people who just are anti-war to their core. That's fine, but it shouldn't be dictating policy.
Right. I completely agree. Before I let you go, we were in Israel last week. And we up and down the entire country in a very well air-conditioned Sprinter van, thank heavens. But I'm curious, one thing I did not ask you when we were there, because, you know, we would see each other at dinner and that, is what was the thing that really just rocked you the most that you saw that you are going to really take that with you going forward? And I think and I would encourage anybody to go over and walk through the amazing history and see everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is mind blowing. But for you personally, what had the biggest impression on you?
It wasn't necessarily a single moment. It was the entire experience of being within the culture and kind of living in a place that is under constant threat of not existing. And certainly the history of Jerusalem, the city of David, visiting, you know, Judea, Samaria, that, going up to Medulla, the northernmost city, and then technically, although for just a moment, stepping into Lebanon, like
that was a little nerve-wracking.
It was, and you know, knowing the threat that exists, when we were in the West Bank, there was like the next day there was a terrorist attack not too far from where we were, and just seeing people go about their lives and speaking so passionately about what it is they stand for, what it is they believe in, the pride that they have in their country and in their communities. That's what sticks with me. It's the pride. You know, as a proud American, I have that pride of this country, and I would fight to the death to protect it. We're just not under that kind of threat. We're under different threats. We have crime crises in our cities and our communities, and there's obviously the political stuff, but living in a country, I couldn't imagine living in Israel under that threat and being as calm as everyone was.
Right. And just going out and getting your coffee and then walking past like a house that had been bombed and, you know, just like going on with you're right. That is very jarring, but there was something very American about that plucky, joyful determination to just like, no, we're going to live free. There was something very American that I recognized in that. So that was neat. I'm glad that we had that experience, and it was very fun. There was a lot of fun moments. But it's so good to see you, my friend. I would love to have you back. Always good to see you, Jason Rance. You can hear him on Seattle Red 770, host of the Jason Rance Show, and go get his book, "What's Killing America: Inside the Radical Left's Tragic Destruction of Our Cities." My good friend Jason, thank you so much, my friend. God bless. We'll talk again soon.
Appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that most laundry detergent smells like something you'd use to scrub a toilet? I mean, no thanks. Nobody wants that. This is why I love and personally use Laundry Sauce, because it doesn't just get your clothes clean. It makes them smell absolutely incredible for days. Like I'm smelling myself right now. It's so good. I want the smell of summer. You want the smell of summer. So you have to try their new limited edition Brazilian vanilla. So think of whipped vanilla and caramel and coconut and just enough warm woods to make it feel like summer in a bottle. So if you want something a little richer, Australian sandalwood, it's warm and earthy, and it's just one of those scents that lasts. And if you have sensitive skin, they have Himalayan cashmere. It's hypoallergenic, it's soft, it's clean, it's seriously comforting. It's not just about fragrance either. Laundry Sauce uses powerful bioenzymes to go after stains from barbecues, mud, coffee, anything, all the stuff that happens when you're, you know, living life. And they even have scent boosters, fabric conditioner, dryer sheets, fabric freshener, everything to take your laundry up a notch. So for a limited time, you can get 20% off of your entire order when you use promo code Dana at laundrysauce.com. That's laundrysauce.com, promo code Dana for 20% off.
When energy dips, your reviving routine deserves more than a quick fix. Reach for Vital Proteins Collagen and Protein Shake and Chocolate. With 30 grams of protein and 10 grams of collagen peptides, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, and joints in a smooth, ready-to-drink shake. So your afternoon reset actually sets you up for success. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Somebody decided to take a little souvenir from Fort Morgan down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Y'all want to have any guesses as to what that souvenir could be? It was some historic cannonballs. Now, it takes some big cannonballs to take some cannonballs, let me tell you. And that's exactly what happened. TSA found 5 cannonballs. It was on July 18th because the TSA officer was like, is that a medicine ball? Like, what is this? On his x-ray machine. And they had no idea if they were explosives, so they had to bring out the explosives people and all this other stuff and the sheriff's department. And they ended up not containing explosive material because... But the official said the passenger had no idea how the cannonballs were taken. Are you kidding me? I don't know how these cannonballs got into my carry-on luggage. It's just a mystery. Just don't even know. That's literally what they said. They had no idea.
They didn't notice the weight difference. Nothing, huh?
5 cannonballs? Yeah, come on. A bride-to-be was accused of setting fire to a church building while preparing for a wedding. Bridezilla. Woman was arrested. She was setting up for her wedding. It was supposed to take place the next day. Lenita Joy Moreno was arrested, facing aggravated arson charge. Oh my gosh. So apparently they were setting up for the wedding and they were about to leave. The fire alarm went off. People were grabbing the fire extinguisher. And apparently she did it with lighters. Apparently she grabbed lighters and she stole the lighters. The fire caused more than $108,000 in damages. So yeah. So she started a fire within the church while all these people were inside still. So she's going away for she's got a lot of charges on her right now. Let's see. A woman wins a settlement after her bladder was removed during a surgery for a benign cyst.
What?
Mm-hmm. Emily Mitchell. Everyone's like, what's the hospital? It was in Kennebec County. It's in Maine. And it was at the Northern Light Inland Hospital and Northern Light Health. It's apparently one of the largest medical malpractice awards because she won in Kennebec County. It occurred in March of 23. She went in for a benign cyst removal and they apparently took out her whole bladder. And wow, I can't even imagine what that was like. Her life has been hell, obviously. And she has the permanent effects of the injuries after the original operation. She has to have a catheter multiple times a day. She is like in it. So oh my gosh, can you imagine? Is this what happens when you have like AI? Like everybody cheats on everything with AI,
yeah.
Right? Like the college professor who hid white text in one of his exams and everybody failed it. Makes me wonder, everybody but 2 people, sorry. They said that now apparently, this is a sad story. There was a teenager who was killed by lightning while in Denver, Colorado, while trying to protect their younger brother. Oh, it was a teenage boy who was killed, another seriously injured. There were 2 other adult males in the same group that had minor injuries. And it was on Mount Blue Sky. And the family, how horrible, a 15-year-old killed. He was trying to shield his younger brother. They airlifted him to an area hospital. He didn't make it. They airlifted others to hospitals as well. But that's terrifying. They said that around if you're curious as to how many people are struck by lightning, about 300 people on average every year across the country, 30 of them are killed. So on average, you're talking about 30 people killed from lightning every year. That's terrifying. So remember all the times your mom and granny were telling you, get out of the field, get out of the pool, get out of whatever when it's lightning? Listen to them because they know a little something about a little something, right? It's called statistics. So that's a horrible story.
If data management is slowing down your business, you need the Intuit ERP. If one entity is here and one here and one here and one here, you need the Intuit ERP. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that consolidates, migrates, and automates all in one place. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Your routine should be anything but vanilla, but your ready-to-go wellness can be. Refresh your summer routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Sparkling Water. Now in seasonal flavors like Ice Pop. Each can delivers collagen to help support healthy hair, skin, and nails in a crisp, refreshing format. So you're also fueled and ready to go. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com and get started.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Chelsea.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about something no one really prepares women for. Hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. So maybe you're experiencing dryness, discomfort, or a loss of intimacy that was not there before. And for so many women, especially during perimenopause and menopause, those changes can feel frustrating, confusing, and honestly, isolating. That's exactly why Vella exists. Vella has created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater designed to help women navigate the realities of hormonal change and rediscover comfort, confidence, and connection. Because women deserve real solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones have changed. It's time to understand your body, embrace what's next, and feel like yourself again. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Learn more at VellaBio.com.
And if you missed anything, make sure you go back to the podcast and check it out, because there's all kinds of, we have everything saved, and some of it's already out on social media. Don't forget the Substack either. And I think I'm going to be on with Jesse Waters tonight. I think it's going to be about Hunter Biden.
What?
Oh, he's so gross. He sweats. He looks like one of those, you know how you see some people and you're like, you're one of those perpetually sweaty people? You know what I mean? Like him. Like you just can't scrub him clean enough. I don't know. Anyway. But I'll let you know. I'll be on X or Facebook and we'll have an update on that. In the meantime, definitely make sure you check out Substack, because there's all kinds of new stuff that's gone up over there, including some of the hand-wringing about the Ken Paxton Senate race as it relates to cash money. And then, of course, some of the video you might have seen that I did, just like, because we have longer versions of this coming out, of some of the people that I talked to when I was over there in between looking at all the holy sites where my Lord and Savior was walking. Also talking to hostage families and survivors and kind of getting, you know, like an actual in-person view of the lay of the land over there, instead of relying on activists or whatever, somebody else's agenda. I will say, I think most of it's bots, but there are a couple of real ones out there. The ridiculousness in the comments on that is always entertaining. So I will remind people, especially the drive-bys. Those of you who fellowship with me every day know, but for the drive-bys who are out there, I will monetize the ever-loving hell out of you, and I will take all that money and donate it to AIPAC or buy myself a buttload of ammo. So try me. That's my pronoun. Try me. Be a daisy if you do. I'm so not even joking. Nope. I am so ridiculously serious about this, because I already had some Canadian that was like, you're... And it was true. Like I said this yesterday, I couldn't go to Bethlehem because my security could not be guaranteed. And I had actual like Israeli Muslims going, yeah, that would be really stupid if you did. So I didn't. And I'm like, that's, you know, you want to if you want to have like the, for the left to say that everything's apartheid, that's the closest thing to the apartheid they're talking about over there. And there were some people, there's some Canadian that threatened to get froggy. And I'm like, I just showed him my modus. Like, you still want to get froggy, foreigner? You don't get froggy with me, because it's Glock o'clock time. I train for that kind of excitement. So you just let me know. I'm your Huckleberry. Anyway, that being said, I had to put that out there.
Glock o'clock.
I don't get silent. I get louder. And I get, you know, I'm part Irish. So what do you think is going to happen? Like, for real, how well do you think that's going to go? I got Viking ancestry and I'm part Irish. How the well do you think that's going to go? You know, I mean, for crying out loud. All right. Today's stupidity came.
Well, we could just say Democrats and then call it a night. But
these people.
I'll be more specific. The DSA, the socialist wing of the Democrat Party, which is getting crazy. They started crazy. They're just getting worse. For some reason, Democrats are seeing this as a need. They need these people. Cut 5, Juan. Senator Dick Durbin. He seems to love them. We'll see. We'll see.
There's a progressive wing within the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
We have seen it demonstrated in a lot of elections.
That's right.
We are a big tent party, and there's room for progressives as well as those who have a different point of view. I would say to Bernie Sanders, we need your help in a constructive way, and I'm sure you're going to give it as you have in the past. To Mr. Fetterman, John Fetterman, my colleague, I respect you very much, but we need a big tent to bring this party together and take the president.
Fetterman, he's the only sane Democrat.
Yeah.
In existence at the moment. So, yeah, thanks,
Yeah, Urban, exactly.
We really appreciate all of your
exactly.
Your help
yeah,
with
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Urban. Yeah, that guy with his precious moments eyes. I don't care. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight. I'll be up on Fox, I think, at the top of the 7 p.m. Central hour. Find us on Substack, Facebook, YouTube, like and subscribe. Have a great night.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea.
Okay, let's talk about how women's hormones change and suddenly sex can feel completely different. But nobody mentions that part. That's exactly why Vella exists. They've created science-backed products like Pleasure Wave and Meltwater that help women navigate dryness, discomfort, and the realities of menopause. Because women deserve solutions, not awkward silence. And great sex shouldn't disappear just because your hormones changed. Vella. Understand your body. Reclaim what's next. Go to VellaBio.com.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Find the Shell app on your phone and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the Vyvgart Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VyvgartMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about Vyvgart Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.